We're talking with Chris at Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, and we've been talking about how slow the catch-and-release smallmouth bass bite has been in the last few days. But it sounds like the walleye did pick up a little bit, at least near Ford River. Looking at the forecast, you know, put your crystal ball out there and kind of tell us what you're expecting to happen here with the upcoming days. Walleye fishing's got to pick up at some point.
Well, you know, as the water warms up, all the different fish, their activity level goes up too. So, you know, keep our fingers crossed that that'll kind of turn things on in the bay here. It'll definitely improve the river bite. You know, as you get more into the 60-degree range, you know, things definitely start picking up there. You know, the weather forecast for the upcoming weekend is looking a lot better now. So, yeah, it's one of those things where you just kind of got to wait and see, and, you know, sooner or later things will start turning on.
The fish that were caught, what were they caught on?
As far as the walleyes down off of Ford River, sounded like crawler harnesses. No particular color was mentioned, but usually you got to go with the brighter colors, you know, in the dark conditions and darker water. So usually, you know, chartreuse and fire tiger, always good bets down there.
Well, let's switch over and talk about the perch fishing. Was that any good this past weekend?
Yes and no. I did fairly well on Friday out in front of Gladstone. There's still lots of perch out there yet. That particular trip, I think I caught like 68. I kept 18 of them. But I had one that I released that was 13 and a half inches. It was a real big perch, my biggest one so far this year. I went out yesterday after the slow fishing in the Escanaba River. I was like, all right, I'll go out and I'll try and catch some perch. And there are fish stacked up out in front of the campgrounds there in Gladstone like I haven't seen in years. I mean,
really?
It's just fish upon fish upon fish. Had fish under the boat the entire time I was fishing. The bite was slow as could be.
Oh, wow.
Even I only caught a dozen perch and seven rock bass. And even the rock bass, I mean, you just barely saw that rod tip bounce. And, you know, if the rock bass aren't biting, you know the bite is really tough.
Wow.
But, again, hopefully with the weather warming up here, a couple of days, a little more stable weather, that area could potentially really turn on good here in the next week or so.
Were you still fishing wigglers mostly on perch rigs?
Yeah, pretty much just wigglers is all I use as long as I can get them. You know, if we get a good south wind day, though, and the fish stack up more on the drop-off, then worms will start to work a little bit better. But, yeah, as long as you can get wigglers, you cannot beat them. Other than that, you know, it sounds like the stream trout fishing, it got kind of slow here this last week, too, with all the high, fast water. But, again, as it goes down, they're going again pretty good.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle, as always, we'll check in with you again real soon.
No problem.
Thanks for your time. This is The Outdoor Show.